Praise the Lord. So we have a lot of visitors today. I'd just like to begin by saying I'll share just a brief word for about 10 minutes. And actually, right now we can release the children and the teachers to the opening time. So you can go ahead and go while this word is being said. I'll speak for about 10 minutes, and then we'll have some announcements and introduce everybody. But we've been, this is the second week that we've been sharing on this burden on prophesying. And brothers and sisters, our view of prophesying needs to be uplifted. Why? Because prophesying builds up the church. Of all the things that we can do in the church, we can serve, we can pray, we can preach the gospel. We can have home meetings. But 1 Corinthians 14 tells us that prophesying builds up the church. Amen. So this is a direct word from the Bible. Of all the things we can do to build up the church, probably the most profitable to build up the church is prophesying. Amen. So what is it to prophesy? To prophesy is to speak for Christ. Amen. To speak forth Christ. Amen. And to speak and to minister Christ, to dispense Christ into one another. Amen. Prophesying, some of us may not have heard or not so familiar with this term in 1 Corinthians 14. We may be familiar with prophesying as a kind of foretelling. And there is such a thing in the Bible. But if you look in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, most of what is prophesying is not foretelling. Probably more than 95% of the prophesying in the Bible is not foretelling or predicting the future. Rather, it is to speak the word, to speak forth God's word. So I'm going to speak a little bit about Ezekiel chapters 37 and 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14 tells us the reality of prophesying. And you know what? We saw in the training, Ezekiel 37 is a wonderful picture of prophesying in the Old Testament. I was very impressed when I was going over Ezekiel 37 again. When Ezekiel prophesied, what was he doing? It says he prophesied. If you look in Ezekiel 37, the word of Jehovah, first of all, the hand of Jehovah came upon Ezekiel, and he took him to the valley of dry bones, okay? So most of us may be familiar, he prophesied over the bones and something happened. But what was the word that Ezekiel spoke? What did he prophesy? Do you think he just prophesied some random words? Do you think he just spoke something that he got from himself? No, he spoke exactly what Jehovah told him. Amen. It says here that he said to me, son of man, prophesy over these bones and say to them, this is what Jehovah is speaking. Say to them, this is directly from the word of God. O dry bones, hear the word of Jehovah. Thus says the Lord Jehovah to these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. What Ezekiel spoke was exactly the word that he received from Jehovah. Ezekiel spoke the word of God. Amen. He did not speak his own word. So the word of Jehovah came to him, and he spoke it. Amen. This impressed me. Brothers and sisters, what is prophesying? Prophesying is not to speak your own word. It's not to compose something that is your thought or your understanding. Prophesying is to speak the word of God. Amen. To speak forth Christ. Amen. To speak Christ into one another. Amen. What happened when Ezekiel spoke the word of God? Not just words were spoken, but the Spirit came. Amen. First of all, two things happened. The bones came together. And then the life, the spirit as life came upon the bones and caused them to live.
Amen.
Sometimes in the prophesying meeting, we feel like we're all dry bones. But our prophet stands up and he starts to speak the word of Jehovah.
Amen.
And you know what? The bones come together.
Amen.
There's more speaking. And you know what? We start to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
This picture in Ezekiel tells us these, and it says here, what are these bones? These bones are the house of Israel. These are God's people.
Amen.
This is the picture. Sometimes we need the prophets to speak us together. We need the prophets to speak the Spirit into us so that we can become a living, exceedingly great army.
Amen.
That is the effect of prophesying. That's the picture of 1 Corinthians 14. Did you realize Ezekiel 37 is the picture of 1 Corinthians 14?
Amen.
The reality of the bones, the reality of the building together, the reality of the exceedingly great army happens in 1 Corinthians 14.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
Amen.
When we prophesy and speak forth God's word, the church is built up.
Amen.
We are enlivened.
Amen.
And we become an exceedingly great army.
Amen.
So that is why prophesying is so high. Prophesying is so important. Okay, so how do we get the word of Jehovah? How do we get the word? Today, God doesn't speak to us audibly like he did to Ezekiel. 1 Corinthians 14 starts out that we need to, what? We need to pursue love. Pursue love. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, we need to love the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2:9 also tells us that there is so much for those who love the Lord. Eye has not heard, ear has not seen. The Spirit of God wants to reveal, wants to search the deep things of God. But how does that happen? It needs to be those who love Him.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, a life of prophesying starts off with loving the Lord.
Amen.
When we love the Lord, then we get into His Word. And what do with His Word? We pray, read the Word.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, prophesying comes from the Word.
Amen.
The more we pray over the Word, the more we muse over the Word, the more the Word becomes revealed.
Amen.
The Spirit is doing active research. He's searching out the deep things of God.
Amen.
In the Word.
Amen.
You have the words of the Bible.
Amen.
When we pray over them, the Lord has something to reveal to you.
Amen.
The Lord, as the Spirit, wants to search out the deep things of God, wants to explore the riches in the Word.
Amen.
Then you get the Word.
Amen.
And that is the Word that you prophesy.
Amen.
You speak the Word that you have explored and enjoyed, and you speak it to the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You speak it to build up the church.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do you pray over the Word? Brothers and sisters, how much time do we spend to pray, to love the Lord, to muse over the Word, to do active research? Brothers and sisters, this is a high view of prophesying. You know, and recently I went to Mexico, and there's these things called the cenotes. They're these underground caverns that from the top, it doesn't look like anything. It's dry ground. But you go down, and then you kind of, you go down, and what is revealed is this wonderful, beautiful cavern with this water, stalactites. It's very beautiful. When you go down, you explore, and what I did was I jumped in the water, and I started to do active research. What that meant was I felt the water. I touched. I saw. And I started to appreciate and experience the deep things of that cenote. And so I can start to speak to others, that cenote is beautiful. The water is wonderful. You jump in. It's so refreshing. And then I give others an appreciation of that. You know what? That is a picture of us doing active research in the Word. When we spend time to pray, to muse over, to enjoy, to explore the Word, that it causes us to experience, to explore, and then we can speak what we've seen. Amen. We can speak that into the brothers and sisters. Amen. We can build up the church. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's uplift our view of prophesying.
Amen.
Not just to speak our own word, but to labor, to enjoy, to pray,
Amen.
To have the active research, to have the deep things of God revealed to us so that we can speak these things. We can minister Christ
Amen.
For the building up of the church.
Amen.
So we will have more speaking on how we can have a life of prophesying in the coming weeks. But we want to uplift our view of prophesying so that we can all participate, because each one has.
Amen.
And each one can prophesy.
Amen.
We can all learn together and build up the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.